Mishnah said a woman is allowed to go out over moich sheba ozna. Remember, by Yecheskel's taught a brisa that says that the material that's in her ear must be tied to her ear so that there's no risk of it falling out and being carried. Mishnah said over moich sheba sandala. Remember, Yecheskel said over here also a brisa teaches that the material must be tied to her shoes so that there's no risk of it falling out and being carried. Mishnah said over moich sheheskina lola nidasa. Rabbi Bachama thought that over here maybe it also has to be tied to her body. Rava said, no, over here, even if it's not tied to her body, it's mutter, because even if it were to fall out, she would never pick it up because it's disgusting. Rabbi Yirmiyahu asked Rabbi Abba, what if the moich has a handle, so it's not disgusting to carry it? Would such a moich have to be tied down? He answered that it's still mutter because it's still disgusting. Rabbi Yochanan went to Beis Medrash with a moich in his ear without tying it down to his ear, and the other Chacham in the yeshiva disagreed with him doing that. Rabbi Yane went out with a moich into a Carmelis, and all the Chacham of his generation also disagreed with him. How could Rabbi Yochanan gone out like that? We had Rabbi Yecheskel brought down a brisa that said it has to be tied down. The Mara says Rabbi Yochanan had the moich pressed in tightly. The brisa that says it has to be tied down is where it's not pressed in tightly. Mishnah said the pilpul of a galgal melech. The Gemara explains that pepper was put would be often put into a mouth to fight bad breath, and salt would be put into a mouth to fight tooth disease. Mishnah said chol davar shenei senes l'teich pia. The Gemara gives other examples of things that would be put into her mouth, things like ginger and cinnamon. Mishnah said, Shein Toseves, Shein Shelzov, Rebbe Matir, Vacham Moishim. Rebbe Zeri says, Machlek is only when the tooth is gold, because if the tooth is silver, all agree it's mutter, because she won't take it out, no chance she'll take it out to show somebody and carry it. But Rebbe says, even a gold tooth, she's not gonna show off, because it's embarrassing that she's missing a tooth. The Chacham say, no, we have to be afraid that she's going to take it out and carry it. Abaye said that Rebbe Eliezer, and Rav Shimon Elozer all said the same thing, that when something's embarrassing, a person won't take it out to show to other people. Rebbe's sheet is right here in the mission, like we just explained. Rav Eliezer's sheet is a brisa where he says a woman can go out wearing the flask of besomim to combat her bad smell, like we learned earlier. Also, she won't show it to people because it's embarrassing. Rav Shimon Elozer's sheet is a brisa where he says that a woman can go out with anything that's under her hat because she won't take off her hat. She won't take out something which will cause her to take off her hat and expose her hair in public again, because it's embarrassing for her to do. Zakhtu Mishnah, a woman's allowed to go out with a sela coin on a tzinis. We'll have to see what that means. Young girls are allowed to go out with strings or like toothpicks in their ears, in the hole that they pierce their ears for future earrings. They're allowed to do that to prevent their piercings from closing. Arabian women are allowed to go out with cloths wrapped around their head. Madai women can go out with their clothing closed with a stone or a nut. And really this applies for all people. The Chacham spoke in terms of the people who had the normal customs to go out in that way. A woman may she's allowed to close her clothing on a stone or a nut or a coin as long as she doesn't close it for the first time on Shabbos. Gemara explains that tzinis is a sole of the foot. The sela coin was put there sometimes to heal wounds. The coin is beneficial because it's hard. Also the metal provides a moisture and also the form on the coin. All three of these things together provide some type of therapeutic healing for the wound. Shmuel's father didn't let his daughters go out with strings in their ears because his daughters wore fancy colored strings, so he was afraid that they would remove them and show them to their friends and carry them. He also did not let them sleep next to each other, the Gemara says, because he didn't want them to get used to sleeping next to someone else in bed, which would maybe arouse their desire for znus. And he also would make mikvois for them in the spring so that they shouldn't be toivel in the river, because after the winter, most of the river was rainwater. When you have moving rainwater, it's a problem. And in the fall, he would make mats for them when they would go to the river to the mikvah, because then it wasn't a problem of rainwater. But he was muddy, so he didn't want their feet to become muddy as they were going to be going into the mikvah, which would be a possible problem for chatzitza. Mishnah said, Peirefes al ho'even v'chulu. Murray asked, the beginning of the Mishnah says that it's allowed to be done. The next part of the Mishnah says it has to be done Erev Shabbos. Seems to be Saiser. Abaye explains the latter part of the Mishnah that talks about when it has to be done Erev Shabbos is referring to where she's closing with a coin. In that case, it has to be done Erev Shabbos because a coin is muksa and it can't be handled on Shabbos. Abaye asked, is a woman allowed to close her clothing with a nut and use that like as a terumas, use it as a way of getting around carrying, because she needs to bring that nut out to her child in the Rishus Rabban, let's say. So she uses it to close her clothing like this. When she gets out there, she can give it to the child. Is she a woman allowed to do that or not? Now, even according to the Shita, who says you're allowed to do this type of trickery, quote-unquote trickery of carrying to save clothing from a fire, you're allowed to put on multiple sets of clothing and take them out of a burning house to save them, it could be that that's allowed in that case, because if we wouldn't allow it in that case, the person may come to extinguish the whole fire, so we're better off allowing them to do that. But maybe over here, in this case, to do so with a nut, to bring out to the child, maybe we wouldn't allow it. You can even say the opposite also, because even according to the shita that says you're not allowed to save clothing in that way from a fire, maybe that shita doesn't allow it over there because he's wearing the clothing in a normal way, and that may bring to allowing such type of carrying in a time when there's no fire, which would be wrong. So, but in the case of when she's wearing the nut, so to say, which is, it's not the normal way to carry a nut, and therefore maybe it should be allowed. Gemara blibes with a teiku.